Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was talking with Jason, and I said, Jason, we've been together for 3 years. He said, yeah. And I said, a few more years, it'll be time to discuss that raise. Ah, jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy is with us, domestic engineering. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Oh, geez, Kathy, you sound a little bit under the weather, but I appreciate you being here. If it gets too much, just let me know, and I'll take care of it. But it's great to have you in the front of the classroom.
Thank you.
That's who we are at USA Prepares. Kathy is under the weather, and she's still here. She didn't call in sick. Scratchy throat, you know, which is a tough thing to have when you're on the radio. And this is the theater of the mind, radio. So let me share a thought with you. I mentioned previously this week that I'd tell you about ceiling fans and how you can fix a ceiling fan. Ceiling fans have a component that will fail. There's no question about it, and it's called a capacitor. Same thing happens with radios. Same thing happens with computers. And these capacitors just wear out. There's what they are is two pieces of aluminum foil separated by an insulator, another piece of maybe wax paper. And they're wrapped up really tightly, and they're sealed in an aluminum can, and they have two wires sticking out. And electricity flows. They're like little batteries, believe it or not. And they'll hold a charge, and they will filter out electric anomalies, and they're susceptible to surges and power hits. Eventually, they fail, typically around 10 years, 7 years, something like that, they'll fail. They're very inexpensive. They're 15 cents a piece, maybe. You could probably buy 100 of them on eBay for maybe $6, $7, $8. But they're in different sizes, and they're measured in farads, F-A-R-A-D. And a smaller unit of a farad is a microfarad. So the capacitors that seem to fail on these fans are the devices that regulate the speed of the fan turning, and they also are the source of extra current to get the motor started. So you know when you turn on your ceiling fan from a rest, it doesn't go to full speed instantly. It takes a little bit of time to develop the speed that you set it at. Some of these ceiling fans have multiple speeds, like maybe low, medium, and high, or just maybe low and high. Well, that is regulated by these capacitors, the speed, and also the starting of the motor. So if the capacitors fail, your motor won't start, or the fan will not run at the normal speed that you select. So, for example, low speed might be barely moving instead of, you know, low speed. Medium might be the equivalent of what low speed used to be. And high speed might be, you know, a little less than even, you know, medium speed. So where are these capacitors? They are in the fan. Now, you know where your light attaches to that round cylindrical piece right below the fan, the place where that pull chain originates? That's where the capacitor is. And typically, you'll have to get on a ladder, and there are two screws on the side of that cylindrical can near the bottom. Near the bottom. Let me say it a different way. Near the bottom. Two little screws that hold on the bottom round disc-shaped cover. And if you take those two screws out, you'll be able to gently remove that bottom cover. It would be like a jar lid, but you don't unscrew it. It just kind of pries off. You won't need any tools to pry it off unless it's rusted. And inside there, you'll find this device that looks, it's the shape of a domino. It's not round. It's not square, but it's kind of a rectangular, like a tiny, tiny brick. And it's about the size of, well, the first joint on your finger or your thumb. It may have two wires in it. It may have four. It may have five. And they're different colors. And if you shut off the circuit breaker that operates that fan, make sure that circuit breaker is off. Make sure if it has a light switch that controls the fan, make sure that's off. Determine that there's no current going to it. And you can then snip those colored wires. There might be two gray ones, a brown one, a red one, and one other color, maybe blue or green. And you can snip those wires such that if you strip the wires that you've snipped that remain in the fan, you can then wire in the new capacitor. Color for color. You know, gray for gray, red for red, etc. And that should do it. So what you'll need is some wire nuts. And with wire nuts are color-coded by the size of the wire that they will accept. And typically, there are really small ones, and they're blue in color. So blue would be the smallest wire nuts. And then maybe orange would be a little bit bigger. And then yellow would be a little bit bigger than that. And then red would be bigger than that. Okay. So you want the small wire nuts. You're going to need either two or four or five of these little wire nuts. And you can get them. You get them on eBay. You can get them at the local big box store. But take the cover off first and take a look and see how many wire nuts you'll need. Now, you could do it other ways with electrical tape, but I absolutely, positively do not recommend it because you're dealing with 120 volts AC. Now, you can get shocked doing this if you don't shut off your circuit breaker and make sure that you have no electricity at that fan. Now, the way I do it is I have a non-contact AC detector. And it looks like a fat marker, you know, a Sharpie marker. And all you do, it has two AAA cells in it. And usually they're either orange and white or red and white or blue and white. It's like a pen light with a little plastic tip on it. Inside that plastic tip is a probe, a metal probe, a wire probe. And you put that against what you think is carrying alternating current, like a lamp cord or a television cord or a computer power cord, and it will go beep, 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 and signal that there's current in that wire. So that wire would be energized. So I like to have those when I work on electricity, and they're typically less than $10. I'll look it up during the break and let you know what the exact cost is on eBay and the nomenclature that they use for these devices. They're pretty fragile, and you can easily break the tip off. But you can insert this plastic tip into a receptacle, and it will go beep, 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 and let you know that there's current in that receptacle. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is you could tell whether a receptacle is wired properly or not, or almost tell, if you have one of these devices. But it sure is handy to know if the wires that you're about to touch have voltage that could shock you. And that's what I use them for. Kathy, any questions about the capacitor and replacing it?
No, I don't, Vince, but I think that most people would probably just get rid of the fan. They wouldn't even think about fixing it. And also, it's a different way of thinking. You know, you're constantly fixing and thinking and repairing things. And we just had like a whole rash of things in our house that my poor husband has to fix. It's like we have five things that have broken in the past few days. But most people probably would call somebody or they wouldn't even know how to fix it. So I just think it's a great idea to have this knowledge so that you can repair stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I called. This fan happens to be manufactured by one of the oldest fan companies in the world, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. And it's considered a top-quality brand name. So I'm going to paraphrase a little discussion that I had. So I decided to call Hunter. Technical support, not sales, not customer service, the technical people who could diagnose this problem. I thought, you know what, this thing is, I need a 10-foot ladder to climb up there. We have tall ceilings, vaulted ceilings. And it requires a really tall ladder, not a 5-foot, a 6-foot, a 7-foot, or an 8-foot. It requires a 10-foot ladder. I'm not exaggerating. And you have to get really close to the top rung of the ladder in order to do this. So I really didn't want to do it. So I thought I'd call and see if my diagnosis off the top of my head was right. And after, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes waiting for someone to answer the phone, I talked to this gal and I explained what the problem was. And I said that all of our fans are made by Hunter, and that this particular one, I believe, is called a Silent Breeze. It's a 52-inch, and it was making this humming sound. It would go, mm, 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 and it was operating slowly. And I said, does that sound like a capacitor? And she said, yeah, it does. And she wasn't really volunteering any information. It was like she's on a witness stand almost, and she didn't want to say anything. So I said, okay. And she said, but it could be the motor. Okay, well, obviously, it could be the motor, because those are the only two things, you know, that could do this. It's just a motor and a capacitor and a switch, and the switch is working. So it's got to be one of those two things, right? So she said, well, there's a limited lifetime warranty on that motor. I said, really? She said, yeah. Even if it's 20 years old? She said, yeah. I said, okay. So what do we do? She said, well, we don't have that motor. This is the factory. I said, okay. She said, but I'll send you a 30% off coupon. So that's great. So what do I do with this coupon? I said, can I buy a motor? She said, no, we don't have any. Okay. How about capacitors? Well, we don't sell them. I'm thinking, these are the only two parts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, I got knocked off the air. There's a big lightning strike, and it took down the internet. I got knocked off. But I was talking about this non-contact voltage detector. And it looks like a pen. It looks like it has a plastic point. And the one that I like is available on eBay. Now, I have no financial association with eBay. It's just that's where I got mine. Now, these things are relatively fragile and they can break. So the one that I have has a white tip, and it looks like a rocket ship tip. There are others that are more squared. This one is more like an aerodynamic tip, and it's black and yellow, and it says voltage electricity tester volt detector test pen AC non-contact sensor 990 to 1,000 volts, $10.49 shipped. So that's what I have, and that's what I probe around with to see, you know, when I'm working in a breaker panel to make sure that the circuit is not energized and I'm not going to shock myself. I've done that plenty of times in the past, and I don't want to be shocked anymore. So this is a $10.49 device that can help prevent you from being shocked. I think you should consider it if you're going to do the kind of work that I've described. I also see one for $6.87 from a different seller. And if you want to get it for $2.63, you can get it directly from China, all on eBay. So that's that's what I do. And this gal that was going to send me the coupon didn't even do that. She didn't know it. She didn't have communication skills, which is typical of today's technical support and customer service personnel on the end of a phone. They're working from home, And they, some of them are not interested in helping you. They really aren't. And maybe this gal had been yelled at all day long. I don't know. But she really wasn't helpful. She said she was going to send me a 30% coupon. Well, and what would I do with that coupon? And I described to Mrs. Finelli what happened. And she said, I guess you're not so hot on Hunter fans anymore, huh? I said, yeah, that's exactly right, because they let me down. You know, they're a company that's been around for a long time. They moved some of their manufacturing over to China, and they don't sell the parts. They would sell me a wiring harness with the, you know, switches and the pull chain and all the rest of it. I don't need that. I just need this one little part. But they don't sell that, you know, the capacitor. And they don't have the motor in stock. Now, so this limited lifetime guarantee is worthless. It's absolutely worthless because they don't have the parts. And if you want to make the warranty work, you need to have your original sales receipt. Now, how many people have that? So, bottom line is, I'm stuck, except for the fact that I found on eBay the capacitor. So how did I do that? Well, I have a small camera, you know, a little old-fashioned camera, and we took a picture of the capacitor, and then I looked at this, you know, the display on this camera, and I went to eBay and I matched it up, and I have it coming. So it was $9.99 shipped for this capacitor. That's what you do. And, you know, class, I don't know how much it would cost to have, you know, somebody from the big box store come and bring, you know, we could buy a fan and have them show up and fix it. The last price I heard was between $300 and $600 to install a fan in the ceiling. From a big box store, $300 and $600, which is nuts, absolutely nuts. So it would take about, I don't know, an hour to do it. But where are all these fans going? Obviously they're going to the landfill. People don't know that they can replace this one simple part with, you know, cutting five wires and stripping the wires and using five wire nuts and replacing the capacitor. They don't know that. It's not in the manual. It doesn't say, oh, if your fan slows down, here's all you have to do. But it's in the book. It's in the book of tips that I am feverishly working on. And so I thought I would share some of the tips with you today so that you can take advantage of them right now. And I think you're going to be using your ceiling fans really soon if you have not already. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Wednesday says the U.S. government and its border policy has allowed an invasion of this country, and the drugs that are getting in is a chemical attack on the American people.
Yeah, we don't have operational control of our southern border, which has been mandated in statute back in the early 2000s. 234,000 illegals last month alone. If we do continue that trend for 4 months, you already surpassed the entire population of Montana. This is just unbelievable, the invasion that is taking place on our southern border. And along with that, not only are we bringing in all of these people that are going to be completely dependent upon our social safety net, which means that the taxpayers across the nation are going to have to absorb that cost, we also have all the human trafficking that's coming through. We had the drugs that are flowing across our border. 105,000 people died in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl that came directly across the southern border. We literally have a chemical attack taking place on our country right now, and the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, as you just heard from Jason, the policies that Mayorkas is trying to put in place will simply make it worse.
It's week 6 in the USFL Football League. There's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I went to the Hunter Fan website. And they don't have that exact fan anymore. But they do have 52-inch fans in the $180 to $250 neighborhood. Kind of amazing to me. Really amazing to me, you know, how the price has increased, because I paid about $44 for it. So everything's going up. And if you think you're having trouble with getting car parts, I just told you about the fans and fan parts. And this is a big, Hunter is, I thought, was the most reputable fan company, fan manufacturer on the planet. That's what I really thought. So I'm really disappointed in what they have become, and where is their technical support, and how come they don't have the capacitors. I was able to buy it on eBay. And where do the capacitors come from? They come from Asia. We don't make them. We don't make capacitors. So if I can buy one for $9 shipped, or $9.99 shipped, I would think Hunter Hunter Fan Company could buy them for less than a dollar a piece. So why don't they have them? Why don't they have them, and why don't they have on their website a way that you can repair your own fans with these very inexpensive parts? So now we're talking about, if I were not, handy, I'd have to hire somebody to take the fan down because, well, it's not working right. So we'll just make that contribution to the landfill, throw it away, and buy a new fan for between $180 and $250. And then have somebody install it for between $300 and $600, which is crazy, absolutely crazy. That's where we are today. So you might want to get that book on the Complete Book of Home Wiring from Black & Decker. It's a great book. It's what I used as a source. I've taught from it here on the broadcast classroom. And it's about $5. $5 on eBay. Kathy, any comments about the cost of having handymen do work? And do they actually know what they're doing when they show up? Do you have any experience with that?
We don't do that very often. The only thing that we ever had done was when our air conditioning unit needed a recharge on Freon. I think my husband does most everything else. Vince, I wanted to mention, you were talking about the receipt. And something I've done for years is I save the whatever it is, like the package insert, the brochure, whatever it is with the item, and I staple a receipt to it, and we keep it in a file drawer. And many, many, many times that has saved me. Now, sometimes it's been old, but as long as I can either, take a picture of it and send it to them or give them where I purchased it or the date, that's helped me. So I think if people save their receipts and just staple it to, In the case, one lady said she took, the UPC off the box, and then she put that and the receipt in her file cabinet. But, Vince, it kind of reminds me, you were talking about these companies, it reminds me of the situation I just had with Whirlpool. They don't want to stand behind what they manufacture. They're no help. The guy that I talked to, or two of them, or three of them with Whirlpool, they were kind of rude. They wouldn't help me. I had the same situation, but with just a different product. I'm sorry about my voice. I hope it doesn't sound too awful.
Well, Kathy, you're doing just great. The message that you're giving is correct, and it's completely understandable. In tonal quality and verbiage, we're all really frustrated with this. We normally keep receipts, but how long do you keep them? Do you think that is 20 years? Is that long enough? We had boxes and boxes of income tax filings, for the business, and these were bankers' boxes, and we had a bunch of them. And we moved them here from Virginia. I'm talking hundreds of pounds of paper documents, for the business. And how long do we keep this stuff? And the bottom line is, I'm sorry to say this, the bottom line is even if I had the receipt, it would do no good because they don't have the motor to replace a defective motor that has the limited lifetime guarantee. So what are we going to do? Are you going to call the Consumer Protection Department with the government? Are you going to call them and say, we got a problem with Hunter Fan? You think they're going to jump on that and help you? So we're stuck. We're really stuck. All you can do is buy the best, pay cash, take delivery, and make sure you know how to service whatever it is and get the spare parts, which is why we have spare well parts, spare pump, spare control box, spare wire for the well, the connectors for the wells, torque arresters. That's why we have the spares, because we know that we're going to be left high and dry by these manufacturers who have walked away from their customers. You know, just like Sears, satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. Craftsman Tools, you know, we thought that we were buying them and it'd have a lifetime warranty. Well, Sears is gone. So, and the stores that sell Craftsman Tools, they don't have the full complement of tools. So you may have a lifetime guaranteed hand tool that says Craftsman on it, but it's no longer available. It's already happened to me. I already, you know, years ago I brought back a chisel, and Craftsman was thinning out. They stopped with their American manufacturing of chisels, and they didn't have the chisel that shattered. And it was a great chisel. And center punches, and punches, same thing. When they shatter, you think that you're going to, you know, you pay extra for the Craftsman USA brand. They last a long time. Sometimes they fail. And then you go back to the store, when there was a store, and they didn't have that exact part number, and they couldn't help you because you'd say, I broke this, and it's got a lifetime guarantee, and it's part number 123, and they go, we don't have those. Can't help you. We don't have those. And they're not going to give you a ratchet because you broke, you know, a punch. They just say, we can't help you. And you go to the manager, and he's just as smart as the cashier. He can't help either. That's where we are. It's really frustrating. And living in this new environment, you know, there are, Kathy just made the news. There are two children, two babies that were hospitalized because of malnutrition, because of the infant formula shortage. So the government shuts down Abbott Labs because of bacteria, and it's still shut down. Now the question is, where do the ingredients for baby formula come from? I have a feeling they come from China, or key ingredients come from China. And because of that, the baby formula is not available. How do we get in this position? Because these companies have been allowed to import substandard products, ingredients, goods. And when there's a problem, you can't get the replacements. Kind of like if you go to Sam's Club and you read about dog food and you look up Purina. That's obviously a U.S. company, right? Purina. And it says, and you look at the details, ingredients, country of origin, imported. Oh, what in the heck is that? We can't even make dog food. And why are the ingredients imported for Purina dog food? And what are the ingredients that are imported for Purina dog food? Go to samsclub.com and look for yourself. Don't believe a single thing I say. Don't believe what I said about capacitors. Don't believe what I said about anything. Do your own research. Kathy, is it amazing that dog food has, Purina dog food has ingredients from that are imported?
Why? Yeah, Ben, I did want to mention it, and you can repeat me if I sound don't come through real clear, but I did want to talk a little bit about that. I did listen to one of the classes where I think David asked about it. And I've been feeding my dog Annie for probably, she's 11 now, almost 11. So I've been feeding her for about 10 years with my own homemade dog food. And I want to say, first of all, it's not that hard. You have to plan. There's like a protocol that you should follow to make sure they have enough protein. A lot of times what I do is I put the meat in a crock pot and I simmer it. And then if it's something where, like, the meat is almost all done, or maybe half hour or so, maybe 45 minutes, then I add the other ingredients. But I did want to say to take it slow if you're going to transition a dog's diet, because it can affect their digestive system. I'll give you a name of a few books that I have, but there's all kinds of information online. There's recipes. Some of them you can go, some are from just homeowners, some are from veterinarians. But the one book that started me out on this, and really, Vince, I think you and I talked about it before, was the melamine scare back in the late 90s or early 2000s. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, oh, my gosh, those poor animals. a lot of them died of kidney failure. So it's a little more time, but it's better for them. The lady that I listened to back then, she had Newfoundlands, and I think the Newfoundlands lived, one was 19 and one was 20 or 21 years old, and that was because she cooked for them. That's a long time for a Newfoundland. And she had a cat. I think she had a couple cats that lived to be in their late 20s. So it is better for the animals, but if you can't do it all the time, I would say just supplement where you can. Like, there's times where I cooked this past week even though I had a cold. But if I couldn't have, I would have, like, maybe given her half dog food and added something to it. Like, if I had little meat there, or if I had, like, green beans or some cooked vegetables, I would have supplemented their diet. So I would say that I can try to go into it a little bit more, but I would say that it's worth it, even if you can't do it all. Like, if you can just maybe go half dog food and then half supplement with what you can. There's all kinds of foods that you can use, and I will give a list of those, but it's not that hard if you just kind of plan like you do your own meals. Like, I can make a crock pot, and it lasts her. She's 80 pounds, so it can last her probably 4 or 5 days. So it's not like I have to cook every single day. So you can make a huge batch, and then you can break it up and freeze it too, Vince.
Okay, and will you be telling us when we come back from this break what the ingredients that you put in your crock pot are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll talk about that, and we'll flesh out the answer to David's question, and that is, David, in Illinois, how can you make some dog food if you can't get dog food? We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Instructor David in Illinois had a question about what do we do with our dogs when we can't feed them because we can't get dog food. And Kathy mentioned that you want to transition slowly, so you need to prepare ahead of time. Kathy has a crock pot, multiple crock pots. Found them at, you know, Goodwill and places like that. And when they're available, you can get them inexpensively. Well, they're more expensive than they used to be, but you used to be able to get them for $5 or $10 or $15. Now they're a little more expensive, but people don't seem to know what to do with crock pots. So you can make your dog food with it. Kathy, what are the ingredients?
Here's a recipe that I will give, and then I'll go back and read some variety of different items that you can add. Okay, now I would go
Kathy, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. I don't know what happened.
I don't either, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, you could start out like with, I buy like the big packages of like chicken legs or thighs, and I'll put them in my crock pot. It's probably going to be about three or four pounds. And then as I'm cooking it, I will add, you don't want to add a lot of different seasonings. You have to be careful. But I add a little bit of like the Celtic salt just because it's got minerals, like maybe half a teaspoon. And then I'll throw in a few stalks of celery, and I'll let that cook till the chicken's almost done. And then I would add, like, I would say 5 to 6, 7 carrots, something like that. Just, you can use food processor, just chop them up. Maybe, like, 4 potatoes. You could do sweet potatoes instead. And then you can add rice, 2 cups of rice. And the rice is easy on dog stomachs. Or you could add lentils. I do lentils quite a bit. And then I cook it until they're done. You can just take it out like with a slotted spoon. And once your vegetables and rice is done, then I let it cool and I strain it. Then I take all the meat off the bone. Now what I typically do, if it looks like it's a pretty good proportion, I just mix it all together. But like sometimes I have a lot more meat and I'll keep that in a separate bowl so that I can monitor the meat, and then I'll keep all the vegetables in a different one. This recipe, you could just mix it all together, but it just depends. Sometimes I didn't take things out of the freezer or I didn't go shopping, and so I might keep it separate. But there's all kinds of meat you can use. You can use chicken, you can use beef livers, pork, ground beef, tuna, venison, fish. eggs, turkey. A lot of times they like organ meat, too. Like, I'll get chicken livers or chicken hearts. Excuse me. And I'll cook them up. And then I freeze them.
Yeah, and what we do, while Kathy is coming back to us, what we do is we'll scramble some eggs. Now, we can do that because we're not paying $3 a dozen for eggs. We raise our own chickens, and they eat bugs, and they eat grass, and, you know, we give them some of the chicken crumbles, layer crumbles, and we give them some oyster shells, you know, crushed oyster shells for calcium. And yep. They lay eggs, and then we scramble eggs. We use powdered milk and mix it with some water, and we crack the eggs, and the eggshells go in the compost pile for the garden. And the scrambled eggs go to the dogs, and, you know, they get... You would be pleased to see the result of, you know, the coat on your dog. The hair is more healthy when they have a better diet. So eggs great. And Captain John Reagan said something, Kathy, about rice. Rice contains arsenic. And one thing that you can do is you can, if you're going to have rice on Tuesday, on Monday you soak the rice in water, cold tap water, soak the rice and pour off the water, and then cook the rice. And the idea is that water is the universal solvent. It will dissolve some of the arsenic, so you'll have less arsenic in your rice. But what about potatoes, Kathy? Do you use potatoes? I know potatoes give dogs gas.
You know, I don't have that problem with mine. I use potatoes. And I use sweet potatoes. I try to vary because I give her everything. I give her even my cooked beans. I don't add a lot at a time, but it's not unusual for me when I'm fixing her food. I just throw in a cup of or half a cup of cooked beans, feed her twice a day. But I mean, I give her like zucchini. She gets broccoli, corn, beans. You know, I try to make it as high quality as I can, but I throw some pasta in there sometimes. It just depends on what I'm making, giving her a little variety.
We have
and
some.
I want to mention the calcium and the bone meal too, Vince, when we get back.
Okay, that sounds great. And we've got some pasta that's gone bad. It's got bugs in it. And so shake out the bugs, freeze it, and we can cook that up for our dogs, not as a meal, but as a supplement. We're not going to throw away pasta that has bugs in it, but we are going to feed it to the dogs in quantities as an extender. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.